Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I mean, have you ever seen, I'm sure you have, you know, injustices that have taken place and you're like,
just a couple.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you were just talking about one particular company that I was talking to this particular big conglomerate.
Oh, major company.
And they were explaining to me that I didn't own anything that I had with them. They actually own the company, a digital type
digital
company. Yeah. And you're thinking when you buy these digital books and you buy that, you pay money for the product that you own it.
Yeah.
And they tell you that you don't own it. If you say, well, I'm out of here, they go, okay, well, leave all
Thank
our
you.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's amazing. So, anyway, injustices that are taking place, and after a while, you just think it's not going to be, you just let it go,
it's not going to be made right.
And sometimes there is. I mean, God's, you know, those are meant to humble us, you know,
sure.
type things. But there's a time that God deals with, and this is what he showed me, literally in a night vision. The Lord took me and showed me today, you know, where we are today, and the Lord sees what you're doing. He sees that, you know, you're humbling yourself and you're doing the best you know to do what's right before him, and you're abiding with him, you know, and you're following him. He sees that. And he responds to that, you know, in a way that he will go back and begin to visit injustices that happen in your life. And it's like, this is pretty powerful. So he's taken me, showed me these things, and he showed me literally almost like a mouse and an arrow type thing. And it had like these little small boxes that you think are insignificant in the past. And he started clicking on these. And as soon as he clicked on them, the entire three-dimensional, you know, four-dimensional scenery of everything that happened.
Mm.
He knew everything. And all these things, I mean, every one of them, it just basically takes you there, like virtual reality, I guess you would say,
wow.
back to that particular incident. And so you think, wow, that's amazing. And then the Lord showed me that he's going to bring justice to those situations. I mean, just think about it. Things that you've given up on, people stolen from you, people taking advantage of you. You know, the Lord tells us if somebody, you know, takes one thing from you, give them two. But it doesn't say that he's not going to bring justice on that person.
Mm.
He just tells us to give them a glass of water and he'll handle it. And so a lot of things have been stolen from a lot of people and a lot of injustices have taken place. And God's going to deal with it. I mean, he specifically told me that the seed of evil is going to come down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. This is what he's doing. And when I first had to deliver those words, it was real difficult because it sure didn't look like it, but we're seeing that take place. And so, John, all of a sudden, the Lord has me in this courtroom. And in this courtroom, the judge is about to render verdicts. And it was so cool because it sounds like something Pat would say. But the people were outside.
This is a dream.
Yeah, it's a vision type dream. You know, we're there walking around in it. And so, you know, the people that were going to get the justice were outside the courtroom. And it was proceedings were going on in the courtroom. So you almost could say it was the heavenly courtroom that's going on. But I told them, you know, I said, listen, don't you want to be there when justice is done? Don't you want to be there and go, kaboom? I love that. That was awesome, something Pat would say. I wouldn't say that. Anyway, you know, it was so exciting, you know, to be able to know that in this season that we're going to, listen, you know, no season's forever. But when you're in the season, there's a season for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Don't be miserable because you're thinking about a past season or you're fearing a future season.
That's
if
right.
you're in a season of provision and justice and breakthrough, I mean, that's where we're at. Some people, you know, think that if it's not a breakthrough for the rest of my life, it's not a breakthrough. It don't happen like that. There's seasons, and this is a season of breakthrough. And so the Lord showed me, John, very specifically, where this one particular attorney was coming in this next phase of what God's showing me. And he was telling us that justice is going to come. And after a while, you're kind of like, you know, right, okay, fine. Nobody believed him. And he's just so excited. He's going like, justice is coming. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to get in here. The court judge is going to rule. We're going to present this case. And it's going to be done. And nobody in America believed that justice is going to happen. They just gave up on it. And right now, that's probably you right now. You're thinking like, you know, just let that go. And it's like, you know, God's not a just God. God is such a just God. So that he could save us, he gave his son, and as Jesus, his son, went willingly to the cross so the justice of God could be served on him and not us, so that if we make him the Lord of our life, we could be with him. But justice had to be served. That's how just he is. And so we forgot that, you know, in this vision that God's showing me. And so and we're not. I'm with them, going like, okay, it wasn't happy, it wasn't sad, like just more stuff, you know. And so he's, and as soon as this man, you know, the jury's set up, the judge is set up there, and they're getting ready to, the evil is on trial, and the attorney looks back at us and tells us one more time, he's all hyped up and stuff, and we're like, whatever, yeah. And then finally, as soon as he turns his head, John, I mean, he just turns his head, and the gavel of the judge, he didn't even present his case, the gavel comes down, bam! As soon as that gavel came down, guess this, the entire courtroom began to rain gold, not gold dust, not gold nuggets,
gold.
But like shavings of gold. And it was so thick, you couldn't even see across the courtroom. So God was showing me that he's going to deal with injustices. And when he deals with them, the evil one that stole from you, he's going to have to pay back everything he's stolen from
Come
you.
On.
That's what he says in his word. And he's just. And it was so thick, the gold was so thick, John, you couldn't even see across the courtroom. And the attorney turns around in the midst of all this gold, he goes, see, I told you, right?
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
The advocate, huh?
Yeah.
I told you so.
And I know that John and I had a chance to go to a Christian concert, and we were there, and it was kind of hard to explain that gold, what it looked like when it was coming down. And at the end of the Christian concert, they fired this cannon thing off, and it had shavings of gold.
A lot of it.
And the whole, I'm like, this is it. And the whole place was raining gold. I mean, every bit of it was raining gold. So it's so powerful. So I want to encourage you. God is a just God. He's so just, you should repent from your sins now. He's so just. If you haven't made him the Lord of your life, you need to make him the Lord of your life. But then the justice of God is served on his son and not you. It's already been served.
That's right.
You got justice coming. And get on the right side of justice and find out what God is going to do. He's merciful, he's kind, and great provision. Who would have ever thought when they finally dealt with the evil one that nobody thought was going to be dealt with, when they finally dealt with him, which is great, that he's going to be dealt with, at the same time you find out he stole all your stuff and it starts falling out of the skies and back in your hands again. Provision.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.